Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed
and Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are back in studio and they're laden down with prizes. Welcome in. Come in with all these lovely prizes.
I know, the great big flight giveaway. Isn't it exciting, Trina? Over 18,000 euros worth of flights we've got to give away over the next 12 weeks. Thanks to Shannon Airport and Tropical Sky.
And I see you're dressed the part. You're in your pilot's uniform and everything there.
I am, yeah.
Okay, so loads of flights going from Shannon. Do you know I went on a school tour when I was in sixth class? So we're talking a long time ago. And we got the plane, the Aer Lingus flight from Dublin Airport to Shannon. And that was our school tour. And we went to Bunratty and everything. I still remember.
Wow,
that was
amazing.
A great school tour. Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, it's interesting because like Shannon, there's great history there. You know, I mean, there's first transatlantic flight, 1945, was Shannon Airport, you know.
That was around the time I went, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man, but it must have been very exciting at a school tour. But did it include the airport?
I don't know what we did, but I do remember all the
first
full of Americans. We were in buying all our smokes, yeah. It was full of Americans. And I don't know whether we realised that they were then travelling on to the States. We were like, what's going on here? Why are they not getting off the plane, you know?
Well, it's amazing. Like, I mean, the Customs Free Airport Act in 1947 established Shannon as the world's first duty-free airport. And it was huge. I mean, you know, Ireland kind of became famous for setting up duty-frees around the world then, in Dubai and different places. But that's an interesting little fact. So yeah, it was a great place to get your duty-free.
Yeah.
That's why you were on that school. The teachers were down getting the duty-free.
They probably were now, looking back. So loads of flights go from Shannon.
They do. There's over 30 flights now. And such a great choice. I always think as well when I look at some of the flights, you know, place like Béziers in France, that's only available from Shannon Airport. So a nice little, if you were looking for to go somewhere different, flights are really, really cheap. Particularly in May, they were like 70 euros return. The whole gateway to all the Languedoc region and very near Carcassonne, and so much to do down there if you just wanted to try somewhere different. You've got Naples, so if you want to go to Sorrento and places like that. And then you've got all your traditional resorts like Spain and Portugal.
Which is beautiful. Yeah. Really lovely.
And great value flights there as well. And then you have Porto, very popular Porto. I think we're going to talk about that maybe next week. And then, of course, America. Sure, all the different flights to America. That's fantastic.
Well, the gateway into, I suppose, in terms of, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way, we've heard about the anniversary of it recently, you know, how successful it was as a branding exercise here. I mean, massive for Ireland. I mean, and Shannon, of course, is the gateway, really, I suppose, into that whole area, the south of Ireland. I mean, you've direct flights with their links to Boston, New York, JFK. You've got Newark as well with the United, Chicago with United, Delta fly to JFK. And I think there's even a Canadian route there as well. So it's funny when you think about it. On the 24th of October 1945, the first scheduled transatlantic commercial flight using a land plane, because they used to use seaplanes, remember?
Oh,
they
Lord.
Used to land on the sea using a land plane. I saw those actually in the Air Museum in New England, the seaplanes. But using a land plane was the 24th of October 1945. That was the first scheduled transatlantic commercial flight, which was amazing for Shannon, really, when you think about it. And that was between New York and Paris, and it touched down in Shannon. Which was
it must have been back then when you think of it, must have been so expensive to go. Imagine going on a plane to America in 1945.
Yeah, I know. I'm incredible. And when you look at the planes and when you see the airlines that were, you know, it was like that was American Overseas Airlines, right? Then there was Trans World Airlines. And then, of course, you have Pan Am and all, you know, all these, they kind of eschewed kind of, you know, the stylish era of transatlantic flight. And of course, you did have to be a Vanderbilt or a Rockefeller.
We found photos at home of my mum when she was a teenager, and there was the Twin Towers in the background of the photograph. And we're going, how lucky were you back then to get to go to America? Because people just, they went to Bray in their holidays,
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Tell me about it. I went to Kerry every year for 18 years.
Amazing though. I've gone through Shannon Airport in about 10 minutes, you know, in terms of from arrival to getting to have your cup of coffee through everything. Customs. I mean, they had those scanners with, I think Knock was the first airport. Shannon had them then as well.
Yeah.
Lots of, you know, the ones where you don't have to take your liquids out. You know, everything is scanned now. You leave everything in the bag.
Is there a VIP entrance for you though, Ed?
Well, you know, it depends how nice I am to the authorities down there. But everyone's a VIP in Shannon Airport, Trina. That's what I would actually say to you.
Very
special actually when you go through it. I think during COVID as well, a lot of people discovered, you know, like coming out of it, it was a lovely big open airport and it was just really nice to go through, which isn't always the case in some airports because because like a lot of travel these days can be quite stressful. So it does kind of take a lot of the stress out of travel.
And no problem with parking.
Yes.
Oh my God, that is like
red flashing lights. No problem with parking. Isn't that just great? Yeah.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. So many people I know are now opting to travel via Shannon because they can't get blooming parking in Dublin Airport.
Yeah, but it's extraordinary when you think about that, isn't it? I mean, it's really bizarre. And of course, there's a huge influx now of passengers that come down from Northern Ireland as well. And so like there's a huge amount of traffic going out of Dublin. That's why they're trying to get it opened up and expanded. But I think, but you don't have that in Shannon. You don't have it at all, which is great. People I know recently were diverted from Dublin to Shannon and they were actually, and they discovered, they were like, wow, this is a really cool airport. You know, I might fly out of here again. But again, Sarah, you were saying there, I mean, the transatlantic in terms of America, great deals there as well. I mean, I was looking at flights 552 return with Aer Lingus to New York, Boston, Chicago with United, like really good deals.
Yeah, and particularly if you can go now, you know, April, May, the flights are for nothing, as I said, between the States or a lot of the European destinations. And I think people tend to forget, you know, we're sort of preconditioned to remember, you know, the Malaga, the Lanzarote's, the Faro, all those airports. But like there's flights from Shannon to Corfu, as I said, Béziers, Naples, you know, a lot of places as well that people don't realise actually fly out of Shannon, you know. Actually, the website's very handy. You can just literally go on to Shannon Airport.
If you watch Ripley on Netflix, right, you'd be mad to go to Naples. It's absolutely fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah. But Sarah, what was that trip you were talking about? I know that you're very posh, right? The Hamptons. I've never been. What was that trip that you said you wanted? Who was it with? It was a great deal or something. I want to go to the Hamptons.
Just to clarify, I haven't been to the Hamptons either. It is on my wish list. I love New York.
But she is very posh.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, posh crack.
But we were looking at, I was just having a look at the different offers available from Shannon. And I really like this one from American Sky. It's a 7-night trip to New York and the Hamptons. So you do your 3 nights in New York and then they give you a car for 5 days. So you can drive out to the Hamptons and they book the hotel for you. So it's a 7-night trip in total for $15.99, including your flights. And I just thought that would be really cool. If you don't want to get a car, you can get the train as well. But included in that $15.99 is, it's just a great excuse to stay in the Hamptons. You know, as I said, it's one of those things. You have your 3 nights in the city and then your 4 days chill out time on the beach. I thought it would be pretty cool. They also do a lovely one as well, a Boston and New York twin centers. You can fly from New York and Boston from Shannon. So you can do like 3 nights New York and 3 nights Boston. And that's $12.99, including flights. So I thought that was pretty good as well. And that includes the Amtrak, I think, train from New York to Boston. So just
that's
like
brilliant.
The two of them.
And I did that.
You mentioned
one.
That
yeah,
a few
I
weeks
hopped
ago,
off
yeah.
in Mystic. That train, that's the train that keeps going. Fantastic. Yeah, that's a great trip. Loved that.
Do you know what I always find myself doing after you guys have been in? I'm Googling all day and Google imaging all the places that you've mentioned. And like, they're unbelievable, aren't they? Like Mystic, so cute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mystic and Yale and all those places. That, again, like Harry Potter land, right? You have to go there because brilliant. I'll be your Google for those, right? You don't need to Google at all. I'm here beside you. The other thing I think as well that's very interesting, Sarah, is the fact that rates, I mean, we were told that there was going to be a lot of problems with supply this year. You know, there was going to be a lot of, like, Ryanair were pulling back on flights, you know, there was all sorts of things going on. But I don't think, that doesn't seem to be happening. I mean, the prices that I'm looking at, I know July and August is always busy.
July and August seems to be worse than ever everywhere this year from all airports, to be honest. But the value off season seems to be better than ever. I know we've kind of focusing a lot of the sun destinations as well, but it's important to mention that a lot of people are looking for now going on two trips a year, your holiday and maybe a little cheap city break. And I mean, at the moment, it's cheaper than getting a train. You know, you get 50, 60 euro to Greece and France and Italy and places like that. They're so, so cheap at the moment. But there's also a lot of city breaks. So you've got the likes of Wrocław in Poland. You've got Marseille, Krakow, of course, as well. All of these destinations from Shannon, Edinburgh. If you wanted to do Budapest, if you wanted to do a little city break. So it's worth having a look at those as well. And I'd say try and plan in advance now, because now is when you'll get the cheap flights for September and October as well. So, you know, it's a good time to kind of plan ahead if you are looking for a city break.
Do you know, I always have trouble getting the cheap flights. And I think it's because, you know, when you start factoring in your luggage, checking in a bag, all that kind of thing. So Sarah's always on about, don't check in a bag.
Yeah.
Just travel light.
You know, you really have to discipline yourself when it comes to that. But if you look at the amount of stuff when you travel and when you come back, the amount of clothes that you haven't even worn.
All the time. Yeah.
So you have to literally pack and then half it and be very strong about it. I bought that little Reiner bag. Sarah gave me a link the other day for that Reiner bag. It was on special 24. It's a great bag.
It's brilliant. I wanted to ask you about that, actually.
Yeah. That's it there. Look, I have it there beside me. I'll show it to you.
I tell you, it went brilliant. I couldn't believe the reaction when I posted
it. Was this the one on Amazon?
Yeah.
And
it
amazing.
Fits under the seat. Free bag. It's amazing. Like, it's great.
She's after making a fortune out of it. She sold about 1,000 of them last week. But I have to say, they're very cool. Kind of businessy looking as well. So they're kind of handy for little meetings if you're on your laptop.
Yeah. As well.
It looked tiny, Sarah, though. Can you fit much in it?
This is the free one. This is the bag that fits under the seat. So if you're going for an overnight, it's fine. Or if you're going on your summer holiday and you only want to have a 10 kilo plus that, you know, so you don't have to pay for a 20 kilo.
No.
So it's actually, it fits.
It's lovely, but I have it in my hand here and it looks smaller than the bag I have for work every day.
Yeah, it's deceptive because I had three beach towels into that. When it came, it was like the size of a mouse wrapped up in the bag, right? But then it swells, it opens up.
But it's
actually really, really good. Yeah.
Well, it's the free one. So that plus your 10 kilo and you're fine. I actually bought it for my son who was going on a school trip. You know, they were limited to what luggage they could bring. And then I kind of robbed it because I thought it was cool. So that's kind of how it all started.
One place I wanted to say, we were chatting there, but I was thinking, you know, just in terms of value for money. Croatia as well, by the way, very, very big this year.
Some good deals in Malta as well.
Yeah.
Do you know I got engaged in Malta?
No,
I love Malta. Very
romantic place. Beautiful. It got Caravaggios and all the beautiful. It's the country of churches, isn't it? Stunning.
We're mad into that.
Yeah, I know. I'd say you were in and out of every church. Were you deciding which one to kind of pick?
That's it. Yeah.
Brilliant. That's great. Yeah, it's very beautiful there, though, isn't it? I mean, they've 300 days of sunshine a year, Malta. In that, I mean, everyone's been there.
It's just very relaxed. It's very you feel at home. It's very relaxed.
Yeah.
I remember the time we went to see the Azores window, which has since collapsed. Beautiful place as well. Gozo, all that.
Yeah. The Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Just beautiful place. I would go back in a heartbeat now, I have to say.
Yeah. St. John's Cathedral, of course, that famous Caravaggio, the fresco there. Amazing. But Gozo is a gorgeous place. And then, of course, you've got the beautiful, you know, Camino Island with the Blue Lagoon and the Crystal Sea caves there as well, which is just beautiful. Gozo's lovely as well because there's actually a St. Patrick's Hotel there and they have a huge St. Patrick's Festival every year and it's famous for snorkeling. And
I didn't know that.
Diving. Yeah, beautiful centre there. They have a great hotel, the Tachench on Gozo, which is kind of a spa hotel as well. And you can do all those kind of treatments. That's really nice.
We were there actually in the December. And next thing, about 200 Santa Clauses came running at us. We were like, what the hell is going on here? There was some like festival or something. And everyone was dressed up as Santa Claus.
Oh, wow. I heard actually they do quite a lot of celebrations over Christmas, all right. That's, I suppose, a nice one to finish off with as well, because Ryanair fly twice a week from Shannon Airport. Port of Malta. So another option for your holidays this year.
For anyone who hasn't been there, great value as well. And they specialise in rabbit. So you can have really delicious rabbit stew, grilled rabbit.
No, really.
It's a delicacy.
Oh, your mic's not working. I've just had to switch that off.
I thought I'd just jump in there with that.
Okay, so as we mentioned at the start of the show, we have got loads of prizes to be won now over the next few weeks. Tell us all about that.
€18,000 worth of prizes.
Incredible.
It's insane, isn't it?
The great flight giveaway. Yeah. I know, brilliant. And again,
thanks a million to Shannon Airport
and Tropical Sky for this, because these are all really exciting destinations. And Trina, the first one this week is New York.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, so you got flights to New York. How can we win? What question
for
will
two
we
people.
Do?
Yeah. So the question is, what year did the first scheduled transatlantic flight land at Shannon Airport? To give you a hint, it was kind of the end of the war.
I think we had said it was around the time I went on the school tour. So.
Yeah. It was your first school tour. Yeah.
Okay, first year. If you've any idea, text right now your name and location and your answer to 087-188-0008 and you could be heading off to New York with a pal or your other half or whoever you want to bring. Bring me if you want. All thanks to Shannon Airport.
And Tropical Sky.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed.
And Tropical Sky.
Start your dream with tailor-made holidays to the Caribbean, Far East, Maldives and beyond.
Flying from Shannon Airport with tropicalsky.ie.